The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. Man, where don't you know him? Been a face of New Japan Pro Wrestling for over a decade at this point, and October 28th at Sam's Town Live in Las Vegas, Nevada at Fighting Spirit Unleashed. Never open weight championship against Shingo Takagi. We got Tama Tonga. How you feeling, man?
Oh, feeling great, man. Sean, thank you. Good to see you again, my friend. Thank you for having me here.
I'm really excited for this match. Really excited. I just love the expansion that New Japan's had into America. And it was very clear, like, even before, like, Styles and Nakamura left, or even before the Elite left, there were plans for that U.S. expansion. Like, they were like, regardless of if those guys are here or not, we're confident in what we have. And we've seen it with, like, the Strong brand. We've seen it with the shows that you all are doing all across America. What's that been like for you doing more shows stateside?
Oh, it's been great, man. You know, I'm with you. Absolutely. They've had this game plan since before all those guys. And I've watched it. You know, like you said, I've been with them for over a decade and I've seen everything that they've been doing. And it's great. I'm glad that we're, you know, I know in the past, what, 2-3 years, things have been kind of slow with the pandemic. But now we're, you know, back on course and moving forward. And I love it.
And you guys are doing such a great job. And what I love is these are special events and the talent that are on these shows. It's not just New Japan. Like, you'll see AEW talent pop up.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see Impact talent pop up. What's that been like for you as well, getting to mix it up with some of those guys, which New Japan has always worked well with others?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I like, man. New Japan working well with others. We've always been team players. And I love the fact that they know, coming to the States, this is not their territory. And hey, you know, this is other people's. And we like to play nice with everybody. Just like when they come to Japan, hit us up, we'll play nice with everybody. We're good dudes, right? New Japan are good guys.
we've seen that in the past, like AEW and New Japan, obviously, with Forbidden Door. Is that something that we're going to see you do? I mean, it's been kind of noticeable that you haven't necessarily been over there. Like, it's something that I look at and I'm like, okay, there's got to be a reason behind this. That's not an accident.
Oh, we're going straight into it, huh, Sean? Damn.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Yeah. All right. You look. It is obvious, and right now, the focus has always been right now with me, with New Japan, and getting us to America. And right, I mean, we've got other guys that were ahead of me doing the leg work, and like Will Ospreay, you know, Zack Sabre, these guys, they love the crossover. Everybody knows that I'm a New Japan guy. I've always been committed to New Japan first and foremost. So, but you know, here we are. This is a new stage. We're doing new things, and you know, I don't want to give out too much, but there's definitely, you know, a future there. All right. Don't want to like shoot all our bullets all at once, Sean. Okay.
Sure.
Like New Japan plays the long game, and so do I.
Two of my favorite matches of yours that I've been watching you for over a decade at this point, last year, Ishii, Okada. Like that's, and that, those weren't that far apart from each other. I feel like they were like 3 weeks apart.
Oh yeah.
What does it feel like when you are on an in-ring role like that and you're just like, well, this is clicking pretty well?
Yeah. So yeah, obviously they're in a different level, and to get up to that level, especially with Okada, it's just, I mean, that man is so, is a genius in the ring, and just to get in and tangle with him, I've learned a lot. And everybody already knows about Ishii. You know, there's no doubt that he's done this for a very long time at a high caliber. So I'm only learning, you know, and no matter how long I've been in this game, I'm learning, and I'll always be a student of the game, a student of these guys that have proven themselves over and over again. So I'm just lucky to be in there and learn from these great, you know, athletes, wrestlers.
Speaking of people that you have great chemistry with, yourself and your brother, and the Briscoes, God rest his soul, Jay Briscoe, two of the best tag team matches I ever saw in my life, again, happened almost back to back. It was the Ladder War and the Street Fight. And again, like those were so special. And I really also felt like, I think those were very, very important to New Japan and ROH too, because AEW was emerging on the scene. Mm-hmm. And you guys were sort of planting a flag saying, no, we've look at what we got right here as well. How did that feel, man? Because those were both really special matches.
Man, you really just gave me chills talking about that. But those guys pushed us to really redefine ourselves, because, you know, when you're in Japan, you're used to a certain style. But going against those guys, I felt like they pushed us to do new things, bring out new attitude. And they were like, I always tell this to everybody, they were like the redneck American rednecks, and we were like the Polynesian like wild guys still. And then we could just mix it really well with each other. And we always brought it, everything in that ring, man. And probably one of my best memories that I've had in the ring tag team wise.
I just remember as I watched both of those, I was like, man, this is special chemistry. Like this.
Yeah.
It's next level chemistry. And especially in those types of matches, so much can go wrong. Right. And
yeah.
And it all clicked for you guys.
Yeah. It clicked, man. Even I'll say this right now, even if it went wrong, you couldn't tell, because like it felt right. You know? So like everything was just natural. That's how I'll explain it. It's just organic. And we were in there to compete. We were in there to talk shit. We were in there to like fight. And their attitude meshed really well with ours, especially at that time.
So you got Takagi coming up in Las Vegas. Now, this is pretty fresh off of you becoming the never open weight champion, beating down David Finlay, taking that title from him. Your first title defense. How are the thoughts? How are the feelings going into this? Going from really one type of performer to a completely different, even though they sure share some similarities competitively.
Yeah, like you said, they're different kind of styles here. And one very experienced, one fairly newer. And I just have to adapt always to the situation, to the type of wrestlers that I'm wrestling. And Shingo, look, that's a former IWGP heavyweight champion, you know, and he's what, a two-time never open weight champion. Yeah. I've always got to like come prepared. I can't look past anything. I've always got to check, you know, check everything, really. He's just one of those guys that, my gosh, I'm not going to lie to you. My training today, I put myself through the ringer just trying to get my cardio up because I know that guy can really go the distance. And he's proven it over and over again. So my fighting style has to evolve to his, and I'm trying to match his. And that's, my gosh, past 3-4 weeks, all I've been thinking about him and how to adjust to his fighting style. And that's it, man.
And one of the things I love about these cards is we're going to see New Japan marquee mainstays like yourself and Shingo Takagi, but also we're going to see a guy like Fred Rosser who completely reinvented his career, his life, everything. I remember in 2019, I did an interview with him and I'm like, you going to wrestle like again? And he's like, I'm waiting. I'm biding my time. And at the time, of course, I'm like, sure thing, pal. I had no clue what was in store. Like, when you see people like that reinvent themselves, what does that say to you about that New Japan brand and the opportunity that the States sort of provides for them?
That's New Japan, man. You know, it's learning patience. And first of all, you got to get that foot in. Once you get that foot in, and it's really, the rest is up to you. And it's a lot of like hurry up and wait type situations. And he's been there, but he's proven himself. Everything that's been like put in his path, he's overcome it, and just he keeps moving forward. And that's what I love about Fred, man, is that he's not gonna take no days off, man. All right, he's just gonna keep moving forward. I love that. It's that grit attitude.
So, you know, a lot has been made of Bullet Club Civil War over the last few years, and I remember like the offshoots, the breakaways, everything of Bullet Club is one of the most fascinating things to me. And you are, I mean, you have as much say as anybody. If you just decided tomorrow, well, we're Bullet Club something else, what are they going to do? Say no? You invented it. You invented it. But Adam Cole once told me that he doesn't want Bullet Club Civil War. If an Ultimate Forbidden Door show happened, he said he wants a Bullet Club group hug, where everybody finally comes together, beats down everybody else, and all 42 of you hug. Is there any possibility of...
Absolutely.
That's what I want, damn it.
Absolutely. You know, like, there has been so much drama and turmoil within Bullet Club that I think we've given people that. And I think for once we could give them... let's bring it all together, Care Bear hug it, and move forward.
Who's gonna stop you? If every Tongan in wrestling history, and then Cody Rhodes, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, what are they gonna do? What's gonna happen?
The greatest faction in the whole entire
exactly.
wrestling industry, man.
I'm interested to learn this because, you know, Jay White, who you've had your issues with in the past, he had said that he does consider WWE's OC. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like Bullet Club, like he considers them that, even though they can't legally say it. Do you consider them Bullet Club?
Hey, look, I'm oh, hey, look here. Look, I'm not part of Bullet Club anymore, so I'm not gonna say anything.
You've
all right?
Got as much of a right as anybody.
You're a, but hey, I'm GOD. I'm outside. I am New Japan.
What?
Ask me something about New Japan. I'll tell you who's got a right or not. What? But Bullet Club, I think you should ask David Finley that.
What? Huh? Scott D'Amore? Because he never left. I gotta ask Scott D'Amore.
Scott D'Amore, baby. Hey, he's still Bullet Club. Nobody kicked him out, right?
My God. So, you know, I gotta at least ask you. I heard that about 9-10 months ago from people in WWE, they're like, you know, we'd love to have that Tama Tonga guy. In fact, we'd love to have all of them, to be honest with you. There was reportedly a hiring freeze there. There were reports you were working without a contract. Is there any light you can shed besides that
you
smile?
You son of a bitch. All right, man. But you started off shooting, just unloading all the bullets. Okay.
I've had these questions for like 10 months, man.
All right. Okay. Yes. I was in talks with them and very much interest in myself and both my brothers. But out of respect for New Japan, I have to always give them the, I always got to give them the doors first and to see what they can do. And yes, there was a period of about a few months of myself working without a contract just to give New Japan a chance. And, I know in this game, it can get messy with contracts and the way we're talking right now, but I was
sure.
Raised by my father on a way to go about business and treat, you know, loyalty and respect to those that have, you know, put me through the door. So New Japan first and foremost, but yes, there was talks with WWE. I don't know anything about the hiring freeze. I don't understand. I didn't know, but I ended up choosing New Japan at the end, and here we are.
And I can say this. I mean, I spoke to people in New Japan, and they not only were they like, well, it would suck immensely to lose those guys. They spoke about the loyalty you had in 2016 as well, when a whole lot of people hit the bricks, and they're like, he probably could have left then if he wanted to as well. And I think that speaks volumes of you. And not only that, but the way that you approach your career and all that. I mean, obviously, that is something that paid off for you because, listen, I love my dudes. Oh, we lost you for a second.
Oh, I heard you.
I love my dudes Gallows and Anderson, but they had a rocky road to get back to WWE. Your loyalty seems to have paid off an awful lot in New Japan.
Yeah. Thank goodness. And you know, you know, because you never know these days. The game has changed so much. The environment, the community, everything has changed. And you don't know, you don't know what from who. So just, you know, just doing everything that I was taught and moving forward from there. And that's it. I was always taught to do good business, man, and stick with your gut and do good business. That's it.
Speaking of good business, how do you feel about El Fantasmo joining you guys?
Absolutely love it.
He's
you know
wonderful.
It's his birthday today? Hey.
Is it?
Happy birthday, ELP.
Happy birthday.
He wanted us to kayfabe that, you know, last year. So I don't know if it was the same this year, but it's his birthday. So if y'all see him, say what's up, man. But I absolutely love that dude. He's a phenomenal talent, great wrestler, and hell of a funniest dude I've met.
Like, him and Hikuleo teaming up has been just such a pleasure. Like, it's just been great.
Right?
It's not something I expected at all originally.
So they're trying to think of a new name, a new tag team name. They've been putting it out. And,
okay.
You know, with ELP dyeing his hair pink and Hikuleo with his size, I was thinking, I've been shooting this idea, and I think it's money. What do you think of Pinky and the Brawn?
That I like that. I like that.
Shot, you weren't too sure. I can tell you were like,
I thought about it and I was like, you know what? You're in Japan, you can get away with it. They're not coming
right
after copyright over there.
Hey, Pinky and the Brawn, you got merch. You know, we're playing off here. Come on, merch, baby. We gotta think about money.
Oh, my God. Do you still get Bullet Club residuals?
Hell no. I'm out.
Oh,
I'm done.
Even Road Dogg still gets DX residuals.
Shit. Oh, what the hell? Don't tell me that, man.
I'm pretty sure Billy Gunn is in AEW and he still gets DX residuals.
Damn.
You got Midian getting a paycheck off of like some ministry stuff, probably. Damn, man. Obviously, New Japan has expanded into the States. It's gone incredibly well. Is there anywhere in the States that maybe that they haven't been that you look at and you're like, man, I'd love to hit up that market. I'd love to do that.
Oh, probably. You know, they've hit pretty much the major spots that I like, Chicago, New York. I know they've done Texas before. At least Cali. I can't think of any like. I mean, Philly too. You know.
Yeah.
Really, I just want to go back to New York. I think that's mm-hmm. the spot. New York and Philly, East Coast, and maybe Chicago. You know, I don't know.
Where
any
are you
other,
based
other
out
spots.
Of now? Where are you based out of now?
Florida.
Man, and you've wrestled like one match in the States in like a year, haven't you? This
Let's
will be
keep
like,
it that way. All right?
Oh my God. Well, we saw you do some Impact stuff a while back. What'd you think about them changing their name back to TNA?
I like it. I love it.
Me too.
Yeah. You know, why not? Yeah, it's cool.
I grew up adoring TNA. Like I love it.
Me too.
That.
Me too. I love that's what I started off watching and I love it. You know, especially, you know, to be honest with you, when I started off wrestling, I was in Puerto Rico doing indies, and I'll never forget it. I was watching Impact or TNA, and I was watching Motor City versus the Young Bucks. And
oh, incredible!
Incredible. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never forget that. I love that. I love it. Yeah. I love TNA.
What was your experience there like? I mean, it seemed like everybody pretty well got along, had a good time, but for a long time, that New Japan Impact TNA relationship wasn't so hot, and now it looks like it's doing great.
Yeah, I don't know what it was before because I was never there, but my experience and just with everybody last time I went was awesome. It's a whole different crew. Everybody's super cool.
Davey Boy Jr. told me that when he asked to work Impact, they're like, no, Jeff Jarrett screwed us. And he was like, that was like four regimes ago. He left and came back since then.
Look, the Japanese don't forget, man. Look, that's, you know, the business, the way they treat business is different. And I, like, you know, kind of just go back to what we were talking about before. My pop grew up in the Japanese business. You know, he started Japanese wrestling. So what he taught me was like, hey, you know, good business and loyalty means a lot in this game. You know, and that's New Japan Japanese wrestling is old school loyalty. You know, I feel like a lot of the wrestling nowadays is like you know, that fast ass wrestling. That's what I call it, fast ass.
And everybody wants a piece of New Japan. Like everybody, MLW is doing stuff with New Japan now. For the love of God, they announced a partnership.
For the love of God, why you got this? Hey, we gotta say it like that. Man.
Everybody, like this would not have happened 10, 15 years ago.
Why you say like you ain't got no love for MLW, man?
No, I love it. I do. They put my name on one of their gravestones at their MLW show. They're like, "Here lies Sean Ross Sapp," and I was like, "Come on!" But like 15 years ago to see the possibility of like, oh, here's CMLL, New Japan, TNA Impact, MLW, and AEW, and they're all connected by this one web whose name is Rocky Romero. Like that just wouldn't have happened. And now I look at it and I'm like, there's a real possibility that there's like a 5 promotion show in the future. That's insane to think about.
It's great. It's a great time.
Yeah.
You know, with everything that's happening in wrestling nowadays, it's a great time to have that. It's a perfect time. You know, especially when New Japan trying to come up to this new market out here in America. Why not? Why not have as many, you know, many partnerships as you can to, you know, introduce yourself to a new market?
Yeah. So this card that we got at Fighting Spirit Unleashed, in addition to yourself, in addition to Takagi, Eddie Kingston in action. You got Sanada in action. Hiromu Takahashi, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Mystico. So many names on this show that are just so killer. Your brother as well, taking on Lance Archer and Alex Zane. I'm very excited for that. I think Archer and Zane are a great combo as well.
I like them.
Alex Zane, a Lexington boy from here in Kentucky. Look at that. Look at that. I'm going to have
the sauce god. I liked him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's man, he's big into Taco Bell too. I don't know how he can eat Taco Bell and look like he does. It's unreal.
Look, they in Japan, I think Taco Bell even like sponsored him while he was there. I don't know extent of it, but I know they love him out there. I think they follow him on Twitter or X.
They should. Yeah, X. My God. Well, tell the people where they can find you on social media. Of course, they can come see you this Saturday, October 28th, Samstown Live, Las Vegas, at Fighting Spirit Unleashed.
That's right. You can find me on X at @OneTamaTonga, @OneTamaTonga, or on Instagram at BB, The Good Bad. I don't know my own damn name. All right. On Instagram, on The Good Bad Guy Tamatonga. Facebook, find me on Tamatonga. I mean, sorry. Got to do some legwork on social media, y'all. Come on.
Tama Tonga, thank you so much. They said, Sean Ross Sapp, who do you want? And I said, Tama Tonga, please. And they delivered. Look at that. They delivered.
You're the man, Tama. Sean. I like you. I knew I liked you, man.
See? I appreciate you so much. Guys, check out the show this weekend, Fighting Spirit Unleashed. They always put on a dope show. Until next time, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.